And welcome back to your extended news at noon. As we continue our time together, I wanted to take a few minutes and relay something that's special, unique, and happy. And Fred Caesar is with me. Now, Fred, if you know him from the Saxonburg area, we've joked that Fred is the mayor, although he is not. But we have joked that he is. But he had a special award that he was made aware of just a short while ago. So we wanted to talk to him about that. Fred is on the phone. Fred, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Tracy.
It is great to have you. Now, the reason I wanted to talk to you, different reasons. One, when you were over in Germany with Saxonburg, you did some reports for us. You've worked at one time in the industry, which, you know, I love that camaraderie. And I know you well from the Saxonburg area, so I think that's always fun to see you in Saxonburg. And you've done so much for Saxonburg. But this is about you and your career. 20 years ago or so, working in the industry, you've been awarded, you're getting inducted into the St. Louis TV Hall of Fame.
That's correct. I was inducted into the TV Hall of Fame by the St. Louis Media History Foundation. It's quite an honor. I was very surprised by the announcement and to be included with the group of people that they have honored over the last several years. Some of the names that some of the people may recognize is Bob Costas, there's Dave Garraway, Joe Garagiola, and Jack Buck are some of the names people may recognize, and I'm now included within that rank. And I'm very moved and very honored.
Now, how did this come about? Because you didn't submit anything, right? And this was like 20 years ago. Your work was 20 years ago.
Well, this is going back for work back 50 years ago.
Wow.
My daughters nominated me several years ago, and when they were looking for applicants. And I have never heard anything about it for, I would say, 5, 6, 7 years, I didn't expect anything. But there are other people that are nominated, and other people make nominations. So I do not know what they did the vote on based on this current honor. But I'm very, very honored by it. But I also want to say to your listeners that while I'm very honored to be included in this esteemed group of broadcasters, I also want to say that during this year of this past year of COVID, that certainly I think the people that will be honored, and I hope they're honored in 20, 50 years from now with in Hall of Fames for all their work for taking care of us, the healthcare workers, the frontline, first-line responders and all that. I hope they receive honors in the future for their work that they've been doing currently.
And they are heroes, and we are lucky enough in this industry to tell their stories. And even though they're tough stories, you know, I mean, we tell their stories, and so people are aware of what they go through. Have you ever had to cover something like this in your history?
Not COVID. I've my work back in the 70s, I did there was a plane crash that occurred in St. Louis, and I was one of the first reporters on the scene for that, and I have to say that's horrific. The smell from the fire, the gas, and all that, it stays with you. I've covered some situations and had to do some things about some people's deaths that make you uncomfortable. I mean, I have a compassion, and I'm sure you do, Tracy, and others that I've heard that work with you. You know, there is a compassion we have when we cover some of these stories, and so it's been traumatic. I will let you. I mean, one thing that was healthcare related is back in the 70s, I did special reports for the one television station. I worked for the CBS owned station in St. Louis. It's no longer owned by CBS, though. But I talked to the local Mercy Hospital and worked out that at that time there were no helicopter ambulances. So what we did was we worked with a local ambulance company. And a construction firm had a helicopter at that time, and we were able to do a race from one location to another to pick up somebody that had been injured in the parkland outside of town, and we were trying to prove to the government and all that that they needed to fund medical helicopters. So I was very honored by that work, too. And eventually they were able to get some money after the Vietnam War. They were trying to get the old MASH helicopters and some of the abandoned helicopters to use. So we contributed to that, and I was very honored by that.
So, Fred, when you get into this industry, I know you can't get it out of your system. I mean, nobody really can, right? And so I've seen that it really makes sense of what I see you do today for the town of Saxonburg, the Saxonburg area. And can you talk about how you have taken what you know and how you've translated that into what you do for Saxonburg? Because you promote Saxonburg to a T. I mean, you've done that so well for so long now. But can you talk about what you do now?
Some people call me the ambassador or the goodwill ambassador. I just have taken my skill sets of learning how to communicate and what to promote and use that to help. There's a lot of great people that run businesses, small businesses in Saxonburg, and a lot of them are women-owned, by the way. And so I see a great little town here that deserves recognition. I did not know about John Roebling when I moved to this area about 6 years ago. My one daughter lives in Sarver, and she told me to move up near here, and she located me here, and I learned about Roebling when I got here. And this is there's a great legacy to this town, and I've been trying to, over the last several years, promote that fact. I actually was asked this past October. I did a presentation for the Roebling Museum in New Jersey, and they were wanting to learn more about the Roebling legacy here. So I just see opportunities to keep promoting what Saxonburg has to offer, not only Pennsylvania, not only Butler County, but also what it has to contribute to the United States.
And again, you do such a great job, and I enjoy seeing how you pop up everywhere. My husband and I were home, and we were watching something on the pandemic of 1918, and all of a sudden, there you were. I mean, there was a crew that came to this area to talk about the grave that is in the South Butler area, and you were in it. And I just kept saying, that's Fred Caesar. That's Fred Caesar.
You're correct. I was honored by that. We were contacted because they were trying to see what we had in the Saxon. I'm the volunteer curator of the Saxonburg Museum. They wanted to know what we had in the archives, and I sent them some things, and then they said, oh, come on, join us. We're going to be in town. We're going to go to the gravesite, and if you can help us out with anything. And I was honored to be included in that. And again, that's a terrific story for now, too, looking back at what happened here in the 1918s and all that and how it was treated here. But there's so many similarities to what's been going on.
Right. I'm glad I've gotten to hear what you do. And when you were over in Germany for Saxonburg and you reported back to us and offered us some sound bites and some reports, I sat back and I thought, wow, this guy knows what he's doing. It's really good. And then I come to find out your history, which is really a great thing to be able to be a part of. And so talk about how the award this year ended up virtual, because there's they tried to make this happen in person.
They did. Yeah. There were supposed to be an in-person event in March of this year. That got canceled. Then they were going to try to arrange another one in September, and that got canceled, and then it turned into a virtual, and I was asked to record something, and then they put together a program. It actually did run on a cable station in St. Louis back in October, but it was an honor, and to be included with some of the people. One of the people that I was inducted with this year in the group was Tim McCarver, who everybody may recall call from St. Louis Cardinals, but also as a broadcaster with Fox News and all. So I was honored to be included with Tim in this year inductees.
So because you can't be in front of a crowd to give your acceptance speech, what would you like to say?
I really am honored by this, and it's a great honor to be recognized and remembered for what I think is a body of work that contributed to many of years of informing not only St. Louisans but other markets where I worked over the years. I mean, to think about that your work, what you did, is still remembered, that's a great honor. And I really appreciate all the people that voted for me in St. Louis from the media, and that they gave me this honor. You know, I do miss the news business at times, but like you and others in the business today, it is fitting and proud to be a source of information to someone I never knew, but who benefited from my work. So to take my body of work and look at it and say, hey, you were a great contributor as an assignment editor, as a on-air reporter for a while, as a producer, and as a news director, I really am moved by that, and it is humbling.
Yeah, I think there's a deep-seated emotion within us, at least I can speak from my own vantage point, that you're hoping that you're making a positive mm-hmm. difference. And so I can see that you still are, even this many years later, because of Saxenburg, and you, again, do such a great job in promoting Saxenburg. So thank you for all that you do for our area. Congratulations on your award, or I should say your induction into the Hall of Fame in St. Louis. That's a great honor.
Thank you very much, Tracy, and I appreciate it.
And Fred, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate the time, and thank you again.